I know it's going to cause a lot of havoc, a lot of traffic coming right down through Kansas Avenue, but I think when it's all said and done, the folks will be extremely happy.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, I no longer think we call it the bypass. It's the local nomenclature for the road because mm-hmm. when it was built, it was a bypass. Mm-hmm. I think right now it's an interior traffic way, and so there's no doubt that a construction project on that is going to be about as hard to deal with as the projects that we did on Kansas mm-hmm. Avenue a year ago. And but as evidenced with that project, we can make it through the other side. Just folks be patient. Everybody that drives that road recognizes that it's in a state of disrepair that we don't see often mm-hmm. around here. And so, yeah, we're glad the state's addressing it and just ask everybody to be careful, safe through the work zone for those workers. The faster they can work and the more confidence they can work with, the safer they feel, the better that project's going to go. So folks did it for us on Kansas Avenue, and we surely appreciate it, and for our contractors. And so, you know, I trust the community to do the same. When that project gets underway, when that gets done, that'll be great. We'll turn around probably the year after, and that Jenny Barker Road mm-hmm. project's going to hit. Yeah. So that east side of town's going to, they're not going to happen in the same year. Right. We're going to be intentional about that, but it's going to be a bit of a 1-2 punch, mm-hmm. As far as orange cones and a little bit of a slowed down traffic pace is concerned.